This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I am Reese Waters. You guys, I asked and I received. You guys have come through with some fantastic name suggestions for our Washington football team. You can weigh in, 800-636-1067. Len, I see you up there calling. You've been out here for a minute. We're gonna get you on here. I promised that I would bring in former Redskins star Santana Moss, and I promised and I shall deliver. My man Santana, first of all, thank you so much for coming in, being part of this conversation, man. I need to know where your head is at right now.
I mean, it's pretty much everywhere, like everyone else. I believe that's, you know, that's been a fan of the old Redskins over the years, and just, you know, the guys that went through that organization that put on that emblem for so many years. It's where it probably would be, but at the same time, when it comes to what's going on in this world today, so many social issues, a lot of the unjust situations that, you know, my African Americans have been through and have been fighting for, it's only right that we hear out everybody. And I think when it comes down to what the Native Americans have experienced from day one, and this isn't new when it comes to, you know, where we at right now with this name change and everything. I think when you get to where we are today with the response from the people that I think that basically handles the, you know, the big nitty gritty part of it when it comes to the bottom dollar, you know, we have to do what's best. And I think not being in that seat or not having, you know, a position at that seat to say what's best or not, I think those who are in that seat and have the opportunity to make that change have to do so.
Now, did you think this day would ever come? Because obviously this is a conversation that's been going on before you put on the burgundy and gold, while you were there, and of course since.
You know, I was kind of caught off by, you know, I remember in 2005, we was in the playoffs and we was in, I believe, Seattle. And I was caught off guard when we was getting ready to load on the bus, and there were so many Native Americans like out there picketing and had signs about, you know, the Washington Redskins name. Never knew nothing about it. You know, I didn't know that it was offensive to, you know, Native Americans. You know, I share with people that I have a little background with my grandmother and her grandmother, her mom and grandparents are Native Americans. They're Cherokee Indians. So all my life, I've been trying to find out and learn more about that side of my family. But just to see that, you know, happen to me as early as 2005, from that day on, I heard more and more, you know, cries out about it. So to see it finally here now today, I didn't think it would be that day. But when it comes down to why and who's calling that, you know, who's playing that card, then you have to understand that this is not something that we can just push behind us or put under the rug. We have to basically go out there and make sure something happens.
Now, how common was that when you would travel that you would see, you know, groups out there picketing and you know, protesting the name?
It was only when we went out west to Washington to play in Seattle, rather, or when we was like on the West Coast and you had a lot of indigenous people in those areas. I didn't see it anywhere else. You hear about it a lot in the news while we was playing, but to actually see those, you know, people out there, you know, protesting, it was like, man, I didn't know, you know. And so when I look back at that and just see what, you know, we've been going through for so many years as African Americans, you know, I wanted to educate myself a little more. Like, man, you know, why is this offensive? You know, what is the true meaning behind this Redskins name? You know, what is it? You know, what is it to them? And it was so many mixed views. I was looking it up for years. You have so many people who are Native Americans and say, hey, I'm not offended. Then you have so many of them that say, no, this is why I'm offended. And, you know, I hear both sides, and I'm not the guy to tell you what we should or shouldn't do. But those who are in that seat, like I said before, have to understand why and know what's right is right.
Now, since you mentioned this movement in this moment that we are in, you know, people out in the streets protesting systemic racism, and you've seen a 180-degree U-turn done by Roger Goodell and the NFL as an entity. Now, individual owners, maybe not so. As a group, this is what they have said that they are going to do and going to be about. Do you sense that that's genuine?
You know, I'm going to have mixed views about it because I truly believe that if it was genuine, it would have been done a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
Being genuine, meaning that I hear you, I feel you, you shouldn't have to go through that. Being that, you know, you are part of what I stand for, then we should see, too, that you are represented better and we do better by you. Now they fed up and they saying we're going to react this way to now say you hear us. So, you know, I don't want to get into that because I try to stay away from the political side of a lot of things that goes on in our life. But the more you live, the more you learn about how this world really operates. And it's sad, but in the day, man, you know, I'm just grateful to see that a time of today, the time that we're in today, things are starting to change. I think I'm really optimistic about our future because the generation of now, they sticking together. You know, I understand how people might want to say, you know, what blacks do to blacks and all this stuff. Yeah, besides all that, this generation today, when it comes to mankind, period, are sticking together a little differently. And I think with that being said and done, that's going to allow things to move forward and see change.
You know what? One of my real stances has been not this performative social justice, but actually doing things that actually help people, actually doing tangible things that make change. So obviously they've said, you know, some of the things that they're going to do within the league, but what are some things that you feel like need to be done to actually change the culture and to change some of the systemic racism that's afflicted the league?
I'm all about equality. I'm all about this people getting treated fairly. You know, I've been about that from day one, regardless of how much I knew then or now about how unfair things have been for us as African Americans. I'm gonna be real with you. I've been blind to a lot of it only because you hear it and you try to just say, look, this is what I got. This is what I'm going to deal with. And I'm going to make the best of it. That's how I was born and raised. I was raised to take what I have, which was little or whatever it may have been, and do the best with it. So regardless of what was given or not, I've always just pushed through and made the best of it and made the best with it. Now, when you sit back and you really look at it and say, okay, let me measure these things out, really. Let me put this group over here and this group over here, and let me start adding things up. Then it's clear to you that, oh, man, something's been done wrong here. So I'm all about equality, man. Let everybody play on the same fair grounds and get treated the same way and get respected the same way. And I think it'll be a better place for all of us. But until that happened, then you're going to see what we're going through now.
Well, you know what? It seems like they're built for it. So hopefully they can actually, you know, we can get some changes done that help the generations that follow. I mean, what would you want to be kind of like the kind of last words for, I mean, right now we're talking a lot about the Redskins, but just in general about the NFL and this moment that we're in, like, I just want to know how you've encapsulated this whole time period in your life.
I mean, when I look at it, man, you know, it's actually something that I'm sitting here saying, wow, you know, 20 years from now, my kids and me, you know, as old as I'm going to probably be, you know, 20 years from now, but they're going to be, you know, in their prime and their adult years saying that 2020, I watched this. You know, I saw this happen, you know, and that's some of the stories that we hear from our ancestors and our grandparents about what happened in those historic, you know, years. So 2020 is going to be one of those historic years about talking about so many different things, you know, whether it's the virus that we're talking about, the change of equality when it comes to you know, all mankind and especially stuff in the sports world when it comes to how they're handling things now with dealing with the virus and alongside of that with just, you know, giving these guys, you know, their voice, letting their voice be heard a little differently. You know, it's just funny to me that what stems or what starts things to change, but when it's happening, you can't be, you know, you can't be not, you know, satisfied with just seeing it being, you know, pushed the right direction. So I'm just grateful that we can actually see it, not say that we pushed for it or we fought for it and it didn't happen. No, we actually now starting to see some of the things move forward in the right direction for us.
All right, Santana Moss, I appreciate you for coming on, man.
As always, thank you, buddy.
All right, you're welcome anytime. All right, that was Redskins star Santana Moss. I see a lot of you guys out here with suggestions. I got Temple Hill. I got Houston, D.C., Maryland, Alexandria, and somebody whose phone just says DMV. All right. I guess they're hiding from somebody. I'll be back. Hit me up, Reese Waters, 106.7 The Fan. So my man on Twitter, Douglas, said, I kept the radio on 106.7. They brought on Santana Moss. It's a really good chat he's having with Reese Waters. He's for the name change. Admits his own blind spots and talked about the first time he saw Native American protests over the name on his way to a game. Said that happened in Washington State and a game they were playing the Seattle Seahawks. I got my man Wes Hall coming up by popular demand. I demanded it because he was so good last time. So he's coming up after the break. But you guys won't stop blowing up the phone lines, and let's just face it, we got to clear out space. My man Jeff from Temple Hills has been on hold for almost an hour. Jeff, say it ain't so. You got to have a good suggestion for this team.
My suggestion is the Washington Nation.
Okay.
The Washington Nation. They always say the Redskins Nation, take the Redskins out. The Washington Nation. Like Fred Smoot said, no S, just singular.
The Washington Nation. Now, how long have you been a fan of the team?
I'm 57, so about at least 47 years.
Okay, now, are you in favor of or opposed to the name change?
I like the Redskins, but it's time for a change.
Okay.
Society's changing, the world is changing. Let's change with it.
Okay, so you actually bucked the trend. I mean, a lot of what we've been talking about is younger fans really pushing the cart for the name change, and they are pushing the cart for the name change, but that doesn't necessarily mean older fans aren't on board as well.
Yeah, correct. I think it's time for a change. Society is changing, the world is changing, the protests are going on. We have to identify with everyone and recognize their feelings. So the Washington Nation.
I appreciate that, Jeff. Now, what's your logo, though? What logo do you have for the Washington Nation?
Now, on the helmet, I have two ideas. I can email them to you, but a headdress, not a full, but one is an aggressive headdress. On the jersey, one shoulder will be a tomahawk. The other shoulder will have a spear.
Okay, so you're going to keep the, essentially, you're going to keep everything but the center
Native American,
logo.
Yeah, Native American.
Okay.
Exactly.
But you're going to keep the iconography of Native American.
Exactly. I think you'll please everyone.
Okay.
You're making your change that's needed, and you're still identifying with the Native Americans.
Okay, fair enough.
You're still honoring them.
I appreciate you, Jeff.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, have a good one, man. All right, I got my man Peter from D.C. What's going on, Peter? Hey, Peter, we got a top five right now of Red Dogs, Warriors, Red Tails, Dukes, and Nation because we've gotten exactly five. Now, if we're going to continue to keep a top five, you're going to have to knock somebody out, player.
Okay.
What do you got?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I've got Bravehearts, Washington Bravehearts.
Washington Bravehearts.
Here's the problem I have with Dukes. It smacks too much of the KKK. You know, the Grand Dukes with those big hats and stuff.
Is that what they call them? I thought they were Grand Wizards.
Whatever they're called. No, the Duke. Well, oh, wait a minute. Maybe you're right. But there's that Dukes is the head of it, isn't he?
I don't know, but if he is the head of it, then the fact that they have Grand Wizards would make it go together. We can have Wizards and Dukes.
Nah, I don't think I like that. I think it smacks too much. But Bravehearts, you keep everything. As a matter of fact, in the name of the song,
but
it says it's got Braves in the name of the song too.
But this is the problem, the though, song. Is Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson played Braveheart, and he's problematic.
Well, the problem is that it's not about. Yeah, I figured that was going to come up. But Braveheart keeps the honor and the dignity of the Native Americans. You don't change a thing, and I think it's the best of all the names I've heard so far. That's my opinion. Another one that theoretically could be used is Red Feathers.
Okay. Red Feathers.
But I like Bravehearts because, you know, it has dignity and, distinction and honor, and nothing has to be changed whatsoever except the name, the logo, the everything else is the same.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not bad. I think we can keep that. Now, are you in favor of or opposed to the change in general?
Well, you know, I'm a third generation Washingtonian, lived in all my life in Washington. I was a Redskins fan for 60 years. My nephew's actually the one who came up with these names, my nephew Paul. I think it's time to make a change. Absolutely. I think, you know, society, if it's offensive to people, then it should be changed. I do believe this, and maybe people can say I'm wrong. I believe that Redskins has morphed into something derogatory, to something that has become honorable towards Native Americans. Even though it's about color, it's still an honorable thing. It's not reflective of a negative. I don't believe it's a racist thing, but I think it needs to be changed because it offends some people of color, and I don't like that. So it's got to be changed. So I think. To keep, you know, the honor, the dignity, the distinction, Bravehearts is such a great name that my nephew came up with that I'd really like to see that happen.
All right. Well said. Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank
you. All right. Absolutely. Now, if somebody calls in from Houston, I pretty much got to get them on because they might know Beyonce and them. Steve, what is going on, Steve? Okay. Steve, you know, it takes a long time to connect all the way down there. Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, big dog? Hey, I'm listening to your comment with my wife sitting right here. Hey, honey, my man Reese back home in D.C. said I might know Beyonce, but I'm about to tell him, no, I know my wife. I don't know Beyonce. Hey, look, you know how to get them. I had to get them 5 points in real quick.
Oh, of course, man. I'm going to make sure I don't get in no trouble when I hang up this phone. What's going on,
exactly.
Man?
Exactly. So I appreciate that alley-oop lob you just threw to me on that one. But look. So I just was going through this with my wife, right? And I'm trying not to be long. I know you got to squeeze people in. So I'm going to ask you this question. You know what the perfect name would have been, but it's taken now by one of our other teams? Would have been the Washington Nationals. It's something about the Washington Nationals just flows super smooth. But, of course, that's not even up for debate. We can't take it because the baseball team has it. But I wish that one was available, but it's not. But in terms of the names, I don't really like Red Tails. It kind of sounds kiddie to me.
Okay.
I like the reason for it. The reason for it is awesome and it's perfect. But it's not really synonymous with DC. That's more of on a national level. So that's still cool. But my top three, Warriors seem the most, the perfect route. I like Washington Warriors. I like Washington Warpath. And just like my man just said, I like Braveheart, and that fourth one, the caller before him, is Washington Nation. So my top four, Warriors, Washington Warpath, Washington Bravehearts, and Washington Nation, kind of has a decent little ring to it. And I would go back, I don't know what year it is, but I think when Sonny Jurgensen was playing, the helmet with the spear on it.
Yeah.
But my wife just made a point. She said, honey, it has a feather on it, though. And I said, you know what? I'll be damned. You mean to tell me we can't do the feather? Is the feather really going to make that much of a difference on the spear? I don't think so.
I don't know. Do the Chiefs have a feather? Don't the Chiefs have a feather? No, that's an arrowhead. The Chiefs have an arrowhead.
It's an arrowhead, yeah. So on the spear, you know, just that little feather hanging. But I think that's – kind of, you know, general and vague. You know, that can be left up to interpretation. And I know, you know, moving forward, when the name does change, you know, it has to be a complete disassociation from the current logo and anything red skin, you know, to the complexion, pigmentation of, you know, someone's skin. But I, you know, I like those names.
How about this, Steve? I know I might be out here. I just want to throw this out there, though. Okay, I am a fan of the citywide color scheme. I love what Pittsburgh has done with the black and yellow for all of their teams. Now, granted, they had to jack the Boston Bruins to get the Penguins in black and yellow, but they did what they did. Okay, and they've been more successful since then. So cry about it. Mm-hmm. We one team away. We one team away. For the full,
we can't do it, Reese.
Come on, dog. Come on.
No, I love the idea, but to kind of meet halfway, you know, with the fan base, with nationwide fan base, to meet halfway, okay, we're going to get rid of the name, you know, get rid of the logo, but we can dig in the past, you know, maybe some upgrades to the uniform, but we got to keep the color scheme. I know you feel me, Reese.
This is the thing. So obviously, since the Redskins have been the longest standing team, they've been the most popular team, they're the ones that you can't really change. But now we have an opportunity. This don't come around that often, man.
Let me ask you this real quick, Reese. Let me ask you this. We got about, what are we in, July? So we got, 2 months into the season start? Do we have to – can we do this? Is this acceptable? Can we just get Snyder come out? We are definitely going to change the name. Guaranteed. And we're going to go through a thoughtful process through our fan base. But we're going to have 2020 as our final season as the Washington Redskins.
But then all the fans at the home games will look terrible for the whole season of 2020. Because we all going to be out – because they all going to be out there in Redskins gear. So they all going to look terrible. They're going to get thoroughly clowned on a national level.
So you don't think that's a good idea? Just go ahead and immediately, you know, hurry up and talk. Well, I guess was it Nike that does it? So
I mean,
hurry up,
it's,
get the Nike, look, the new name, the new logo.
Look,
because they got to hurry up and do all of this in the next couple of months.
And a utopia, yes, I think it probably would be a good idea to take some time and be thoughtful. But in this world that we're living in, our fans will get dragged every single game.
Hey, I guess one more season of getting dragged to be all right, but
that's true.
In this climate,
that's true.
Everything needs to be immediate. And I told the producer, I keep saying this is my last thing, and I promise it's my last thing. We done changed everything else, Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, Aunt Jemima, Redskins. You know, the biggest thing we overlooking that needs to be changed, the biggest thing is the White House. We got to change the White House now. We can no longer have the White House be called the White House.
Wow.
Just the house or something.
I saw a meme on Instagram that said, are we still saying white bread?
Oh, Lord. And look, I just see the tweet that said, well, we got to change Five Guys because now women are offended. I mean, it's like.
Oh, boy. Hey, good luck with that one, Steve. I tried to help you out at the beginning. Now you done riled her up right at the end of your call at the buzzer.
How about that? So we gotta go to Five People's Burgers. No more Five Guys, man. We gotta be all inclusive, though. All right, Reese, I appreciate
Steve,
you.
Steve, I appreciate you, man. Make sure you call back. I'm back on the 12th, by the way. All you guys who called in, I'm back on the 12th.
Hey, what's that Twitter? Shoot that Twitter handle out there if you so I can follow you, man.
At Reese Waters, ReeseWaters. And I'm going to be back with one of my favorite follows, my man Wes Hall, coming up after the break. Now, I know a lot of you guys calling in with name suggestions. I wanted to bring in my man Wes Hall because last time I was here, we had a fantastic conversation about justice and equality within sports. And, of course, this is a man who knows the ins and outs of the Washington Wizards. So I want to talk to him about the restart and the bubble and all that good stuff. And then all of a sudden, we become the national story. So, naturally, of course, my man can pivot over to that as well. What's going on, Wes?
What's going on, Reese? First of all, thank you for having me on, man. And thank you for throwing that 50 sample in there because, as a music connoisseur like yourself, the first thing I thought was, that's the Tramp sample from Rubber Band. Yeah. So shout out to that, man. I appreciate you for having me on today. What's good?
Hey, man, first of all, I think I just came up with one of my best ideas ever, okay?
What's that?
We are one team away from the citywide color scheme, man. We could be like Pittsburgh.
Look, I've been screaming this for years. Nobody wanted to look, if we want to solve this thing quick, fast, and keep it in the color scheme, I need Dan to get on the phone with Ted and say, hey, Ted, I know you had that AFL thing going with the Washington Valor. It ran its course. However, that color scheme is savage. Can we hold on to that for the next 20, 40, 50 years? Something
the
like that?
Washington I'm just saying. Valor. Let me check that out right now. Hold on.
Look at the color scheme of the Valor. Look at that. It fits the red, white, and blue motif that all the other teams, nice. Minus DC United. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, hey, there's options. Plus, you know, it goes with the whole military motif and everything. Like, it's a great thing for DC. And they won a championship in the AFL. I'm just saying, winning tradition right there.
That's true. And we certainly can't reject anything about a winning tradition. Now, did you ever actually think this day would come?
No, but 2020 has shown me everything I thought before 2020 doesn't matter anymore. We're in new uncharted territory. I thought that, you know, the conversation would continue on. I thought that eventually there would be pressure. I just didn't think it would happen now, and I didn't think the players involved would happen in such an impactful and swift way. When you talk about sponsors holding bags and making immediate decisions in real time, the momentum built so fast, I don't think anybody really understood just how fast this could come, even though, like we said, this has been going on for a while. Remember, this team was named this all the way back in 1933. So let's not act like this hasn't been a conversation piece in certain communities and at large for at least 87 years. This is an 87-year-old problem.
Well, I mean, that's one of the pieces that I like to illuminate as well. I mean, you're talking about a man in George Preston Marshall, who's the man who gave them that name, whose statue has just been removed from RFK, who's just been taken out of the Ring of Honor, who was quoted as saying, why does he have to have Negroes on his team if the other team has Negroes? As long as they're Negroes, why does it matter what team the Negroes are on? This is the mind from which this name, the Redskins, came from, and I find that to be relevant.
And you know what's funny about it, too? That's actually part of the impetus for there being so many Dallas Cowboys in the region. Dallas Cowboy fans, excuse me, in the region, because you take George Preston Marshall's background and then you add the fact that they're the last team to integrate, you would think it'd be logical that a fan base looking to have a team to subscribe to would want to see themselves reflected in the personnel and in the mantra of the organization, right? So if they can't have the Redskins, they go to their adversary, the Cowboys, and that's how a lot of Cowboys fans came here, because we ain't going to talk about the Cowboys like they've been winning forever.
Yeah.
You know, let's take that lie away. If you take the early 90s away and a year or two with Staubach in them, you really don't have a super winning franchise. But then again, I ain't going to talk about the Redskins, who've only won 41% of their games since 2000.
So, hey, Tony Dorsett was playing throwback tackle. You remember you catch the ball and you have to run away from everybody with no blockers? That was Tony Dorsett's career.
Oh, man, pickup smear. Oh, yeah, man. oh, man.
It looks like, you know what? It looks like this might actually happen. Is the Valor, do you feel like that is the nickname they should actually adopt?
Actually, I like the alliteration of the Warriors, honestly. Now, if you give me the Washington Warriors with the Valor color scheme and uniform, you got a home run as far as I'm concerned, because that appeases everybody. It still, again, it plays into the alliteration. It plays into the motif of what is this area really represented by? We have a heavy military presence. We're the seat of the nation's power. And why not pay tribute to that in a multitude of ways instead of using a human being to do so? I mean, think about it. There's no other living ethnic group that's used as a symbol for sports. Like, come on. I'm pretty sure we're much better than leaning on I think it was Walter Wetzel, who basically used like the Buffalo Nickel as a template for this. And think about it. The Buffalo Nickel was out from like 1913, I think, to like 1938. So I don't know anybody that was around back then. I'm quite sure that I think that they would change their mind. I mean, you don't use people as symbols. You just don't.
No, no. And we're learning a great number of things that we thought we should have known a long time ago, like, you know, perhaps not having losing war generals as statues. Mm. But, you know, we're learning a lot in 2020 that we felt like we should have known. Hey, man, are you cool to stick around for another segment? Because we got to go to break and pay some bills right now. But we didn't even get to all everything going on in Orlando.
Let's keep the lights on, and I'm staying right here.
I appreciate you, man. I'll be back with Wes Hall, 106.7 The Fan. The NBA restart is also been announced, and our team just barely made the cut. We are in the back of the bus. I'm joined by my guest, Wes Hall. And Wes, you know, I'm not sure exactly how to feel because, you know, on the one hand, yes, we made the cut, but we've been made fun of and thoroughly clowned as a franchise. The Wizards have, by virtue of being one of the last teams to make the cut, along with the Phoenix Suns, that I don't know that it's actually worth it.
Question: you ever been the last person invited to VIP before?
Ooh.
Do you care?
Ooh.
No. But yeah. I'm in VIP. You feel me? Like, yeah. I don't care how I got here. I know the little bodyguard told me I shouldn't be over here for the 3 or 4 times, and then the homie had to come vouch for me and get me in and sit me down and move some people out of the way and pour my glass. I'm still in VIP.
That's
so
funny.
I'm happy to be here.
That's funny. Now, that's assuming that you get treated like a VIP person when you get there. I mean, it sounds like we might be kicked out pretty quickly, like a couple songs in. All of a sudden, there's a couple less seats in VIP available.
And that's why you take all your pictures early and immediately, and you do them from different angles, and nobody knows how long you was actually in there. You know what I'm saying?
That's
funny. You know, you got to know how to work it. No, I mean, this is a good situation for the Wizards because, most importantly, Scott Brooks said this the other day in a call we were on. He said, we need the reps. And that's what this young team is. I know this time off is kind of blurred how the 2019-2020 season is, you know, has materialized. But really look at it from the same team that we were seeing before, a very young team led by Bradley Beal in the absence of John Wall this year that was looking to grow and mature. And you've seen that Rui Hachimura was coming along, Troy Brown Jr. in his second year was continuing to develop. So there is a lot of things that can be gleaned positive out of going down to Orlando. I personally wish Davis Bertans was coming down there. I enjoy the Latvian laser. I enjoy him lighting it up for threes, but he's made the best choice for himself, and the organization fully supports him, and so do I, because you're not going to jeopardize the bag.
That is true. Yeah.
Not jeopardizing bags. So I completely support him in that decision. But again, I lean back to the fact that this is an excellent opportunity for guys like Justin Robinson, Ish Smith, Thomas Bryant, and Mo Wagner. Those guys need these quality reps. And it's really kind of unique because in this situation, this is more akin to AAU basketball, which 90% of the guys in the NBA came out of. So they should feel at home. The difference is you don't have the fans around, but pulling up into a gym with 3 and 4 courts going and you looking over at the competition, all right, he got his slides on. I wonder what he's listening to. Oh, he's mean mugging. He's mad. You know, you remember the days?
Yeah,
I remember
sitting on the bench and having to sit around and watch other people play, not only my game, but other games. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
All right, as long as you got fed, you're good. You know?
Now, this is the thing, because I feel like a bad person because the Wizards' best chance to succeed is really anarchy, which is a possibility. But
Basically
teams not being available – and, you know, guys deciding to leave the bubble and, you know, I'm not here. That is literally the best possible scenario for the Wizards. But the worst possible scenario for humanity.
I shouldn't laugh at that. I'm going to get in trouble for laughing at that. But I don't care. You're right. It here's the deal. We always talk about, is there going to be an asterisk beside the Lakers and or LeBron James if they win this season, right? And most have said, well, no, because, I mean, the circumstances have changed, which is actually harder for them to do it. Well, then we should extend that same privilege to the Wizards, right?
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So, okay, the answer to that question is it depends on who wins. Because if the Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, probably those three. If one of those three wins, people will make the argument they were going to win anyway.
Right.
And therefore, they will not have an asterisk. If anybody else wins, then they'll be, you know, they'll be the Spurs, which basically means they would have had an asterisk. But when you win 4 after that, you legitimize it.
Have you noticed that every time we forget who won an NBA championship minus 2004, it's always the team from Texas?
Yeah.
Like every time I can be like, ooh, the Warriors won that year. Who won? Cleveland? Oh, yeah. Spurs. Oh, who won the other? Oh, yeah, the Mavs. It's always a team from Texas. Go back to the 90s when the Rockets won. It's always a team from Texas.
That's true.
I don't understand that.
Those are the
phenomenon,
ones,
man.
We just, they win the dark years, which
right.
me hating the Cowboys as much as I do is totally, totally fine by me.
Doesn't it keep your teeth white, though?
Well said.
That's Paul Mooney.
Well said. Now, what do you think the chances are of Bradley Beal? Because Bradley Beal needs an All-NBA team for his contractual status. He's eligible for the Supermax if he's able to get that. What do you think his chances are?
If I was going to put it percentage-wise, first I would say Bradley Beal is an All-NBA talent, hands down, in the discussion. Now, mathematically, what's the probability of that happening? I'd probably say, due to the fact that he missed making the All-Star designation this year, it's going to be really difficult. It's probably a 50-50 shot. And the only reason I say the 50 negative side is because, again, he wasn't able to make that All-Star designation this year. The benefit is, with the complete restart and a reevaluation of things, you really are going to see a dude that was the second leading average scorer in the league put work in on guys who overlooked him the whole season down in a bubble in Orlando. Bradley Beal averaging 30 points on the season is nothing to shake your head at. You have to pay attention and respect that. And him doing it on a sub-500 team the way he's done it, pretty much carrying the load by himself, no disrespect to his teammates, you got to show this guy some love. So I think it's a 50-50 shot, but it's going to be one of those that just comes – will it come down to popularity? Will it come down to there not being enough seats at the table because you're looking at three rosters with two guards, so you're looking at six seats? You know what I mean? It just might come down to pure math. And that's really unfortunate because he's one of these premier talents that you see it, especially since we've been in this break. Every 2 weeks there comes up a so-and-so is interested in Bradley Beal. So-and-so wants to trade for Bradley Beal. Come on. The man has already said multiple times that he wants to retire in the city. He has already missed windows where he could have jumped out, and he chose to stay. So I respect the man for what he says, and what he's done in this community alone is worth more than that to me.
All right, Wes, before you go, how many wins do the Wizards get in the bubble?
Why? See, I told myself, I said, why is somebody going to paint me into a corner? Going to actually ask me to put a number on this. All right, so we got 8 games, right?
Yep.
We're going to start off against Phoenix, and then we got a back-to-back. See, the Nets are kind of hobbled and whatnot. Out of 8, seeing as Boston and the Bucks are on the back end of that, and I'm not certain that Giannis is even going to be playing in that game right at the end, they might be able to pull 3 or 4 of these out.
Okay.
Real talk.
All right, so we're going 3.5. You putting the over
I'll
under 3.5.
I'll go 3 or 5. I'll take 3 or 5 and take the. I got to take the over on 3 or 5. I'll
okay. I actually got a bonus one before you go. Who will be the first Wizard to break the bubble quarantine for night activities?
Oh man. Oh. That one's a tough one because this team got a lot of personality on it. part of me wants to say Mo Wagner, but Mo ain't gonna go out by himself and do it. So
that's true. Mo's a good one. That is a good one.
Mo's a good choice.
Yeah,
I think him. It's just kind of discipline. Same thing with Justin and Troy. These guys are pretty well disciplined. But if anybody who I think is gonna be that dude, he turn around like, bruh, come on, probably be Mo Wagner.
Okay. All right, you're going to be fine.
Mo, don't get mad at me for that.
You're going to find Mo accosting people in the Epcot Center parking lot. Like, what's good? What's good?
They told me I could fit.
What's good, Mo? Wes, man, what do you got coming up? Where can the people find you?
You can always find me on all social at Real Wes Hall. That's on IG and Twitter. And, of course, you can catch me on NBC Sports Washington, making sure we're hitting with everybody with our fresh takes because we cover so much content. We want to make sure we provide everybody for it. Get ready for this Wizards restart because I will be a part of that as well with Chris Miller and the rest of our team. So wherever there's Wizards, the Washington football team, I'm going to put that as a blank slate because we don't know what the name's going to be, if it stays the same or not. So the Washington football team, the Caps, Nats, and more, I got you covered. The only thing I don't do is, I don't fool around. I'm about to go figure out what's up with this golf driver head cover I just got. I feel kind of proud about that. I ain't gonna lie, I just showed up.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. We integrating everything out here.
Get with it.
I don't golf because nobody wants to go with a first timer because they know that round is going to take 8 hours.
I'll go with you. Trust me, I got free time. I haven't left the house except for like 3 times, and they've all been the target. So trust me, I'm looking forward to seeing somebody else in person. Just wear your mask, and we all good.
All right, let's make it happen.
Done deal.
Wes Hall, I appreciate you, man.
Brother, it's always a pleasure. Anytime, anywhere.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be back with Grant Paulson on 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.